just something I picked, you know, and I asked the Lord, you know, let me say something about it. Okay, amen. You know,
amen.
8th chapter of Romans. Yeah. So, prayer in the name of Jesus is the power we have, and it will protect us. No matter what come on the land, no matter what taxes they throw on us, no matter what burden they throw on us, ain't nothing is going to take Jesus away from me.
Amen.
Thank or you.
Jesus. Amen.
Y'all should holler.
Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Things get tough, rough. Is it going to change you from Jesus?
It is not.
No. It's not going to change us from Jesus. I'm going to do this real fast. We're going to go on. Thank you, Jesus. And the scripture I want to start at is 36 verse.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I was going to go a little higher, but that's okay. I go a little higher. 35.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good.
35. And it said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? That's a question.
Amen.
Amen.
Who shall?
Who?
That is something that will separate you from the love of Christ. Well, that's another message. Huh?
Amen.
That is something that separates you from the love of Christ.
That's right.
What would that be?
Sin.
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 Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sin.
Even if you sin, Christ still loves
us. He still loves us. He gives us another chance.
This is a chance. Thank you, Jesus. But in this scripture here, shall tribulation
No.
separate you?
Lord,
It's going to be easy. Come on now.
No.
Amen.
Tribulation won't?
No.
You saying that now because you ain't got no tribulation going on.
Actually.
Amen.
As long as everything going on all right.
We had a big one last week.
It's easy to say all right.
Yeah, we had a flood.
She just got upset over the wash machine.
Oh, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was no tribulation.
That was, that was.
How about distress?
No.
Okay. How about persecution?
That's a big one.
You want traffic? You want, huh?
That's a big one.
No.
Somebody step on your toe, you be ready to kick them.
Oh.
Huh?
No persecution.
People back in Saul time, you know, way back when they wanted the king Saul. Mm-hmm. Y'all know that story?
Yeah.
They wanted him, you know, to be the king, take over the reign. Because he was tall and handsome. He looked so good on the outside, and this is the man we want. Thank you, Jesus. This is the man we want as our king. Huh?
Amen.
But God didn't see it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But they kept on bugging God, and God gave them the sons, didn't he? What was his name again? Samuel.
Saul. King Saul was the first
King Saul.
One. King Saul, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Because God don't look on the outside.
That's right.
That's right. He says the heart.
We don't look on the outside.
So
that's
glad.
Right. God looks on the heart.
He looks on the inside.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So when you say you ain't going to let persecution separate you from the love of Christ,
I got quiet, huh?
Yeah.
I don't
know what you're saying.
You better know what you're saying.
Right.
You're not just looking at this outward appearance.
Sure ain't.
Right.
So, yeah, you're saying that.
You better mean it from the inside.
And somebody else hear you too. Who hear you?
Satan.
He hear you.
That's right.
You know, not persecuted, not going to do it. Famine. What about famine?
Better not get hungry.
Better
not get hungry.
You talking about a panicking? Huh? Open the refrigerator, ain't nothing in there. I do that now with nothing in there.
And we got to go to store.
Red alert.
Don't you have a banana?
Or something?
Orange?
Okay.
Ooh, Lord. If we have a panning, boy, we're going to be in trouble.
Trouble.
Right. Go out there and learn how to eat those grubs out there.
Talk about survival, huh?
You don't have to eat them raw. You saute them.
They're pretty good when they're sauteed, probably.
There's people in the world, they don't know when the next time they're going to eat.
That's right. True.
You let that happen to us here. Not just church folks, or church and your neighbor.
Yes, one earthquake.
Talking about panicking.
Cut off Safeway.
My goodness.
ready
to
close out.
Well, no, but you do that now. They got something. They still breaking your house.
Oh,
yeah. So do. Listen to that now. You ain't gonna be able to go to the pizza place and order pizza anytime you want to. When the family comes through, is this gonna separate us from God?
No.
I'm saying that now. Now listen to me.
Right.
We can't let it.
Say, Lord, help me.
Help me.
That's what you better do. Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
Thank you, Jesus. Help me to survive.
Yes, that's right.
How about nakedness?
Can't go in your closet and put on anything you want.
Find some rags to put on. That comes. Find some rags. Nakedness could be a person lost anything they have in the fire.
That's right. That's right.
All that is going on.
Right.
People in Greenville lost all their stuff again.
Flood.
Got flooded. It's flooded right there so bad that up in
it was
in their houses up to the roof.
People in
that's
naked boats.
Yeah. Or peril.
Peril. Yeah.
Yes.
What is peril?
Danger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we see that every day.
Amen.
That ain't gonna separate a sword. Somebody, what that mean?
That's war.
Is that war?
That's war, yeah.
Yeah. But it's war, but it could mean something there. Huh? If somebody, it says sword here, but they don't use swords now. They use Uzis and
MAC-10.
Yeah,
guns.
Right.
Yeah. AK-47.
AK. Yeah. Somebody got you pinned up against a wall with an AK-47. What you call it?
AK-47.
Call on Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
Call on Jesus.
Is that going to separate you?
Lord, help me.
I have to say, man, I'm saved, man. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, man. You're going to shoot me. Go right ahead.
Hallelujah.
Y'all gonna say that?
We have to.
I'm gonna say call on Jesus.
Well, if I'm concerned, he shoot me with it. He's freed me.
He's freeing me.
Yeah.
You die in Jesus, you free.
That's
amen.
Right.
You got Jesus, you got it made.
That's right.
Like, they don't kill us. You're gonna come to that, huh? Nothing could separate us. They could torture us or do whatever. You better be strong.
That's right.
It's best to be strong in Jesus.
Amen.
But somebody come in. This could happen anywhere.
Everyone just gonna get one swipe. Got no
torch.
Just kill
it
right
there. Don't put me in a hospital. Just go shoot. Just aim for the heart.
Yeah, just put me out.
That's right.
Amen.
As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are what?
Accounted
as sheep for the slaughter. He talking about the church.
That's right.
Us that's in the Lord. All day long we have been killed for the namesake of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Nay, in all these things we what? Are more than conquerors. Y'all hear that?
Amen.
Through who?
Him that loves us,
and that's Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Now he sit down here, for I am persuaded. Huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
My little son said, for I am convinced.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. That neither what?
Death.
Nor life.
Yes.
Nor
angels.
Nor principalities.
Nor powers.
Nor
things present.
Nor things to come.
Yes.
Nor height.
Nor
depth.
Nor
any other creature
shall be able to separate us from the love of God.
Which is in Christ Jesus.
That scripture means nothing.
Everything. That takes care of
it. It means nothing could touch us.
Amen.
You baptize in the name of Jesus
Christ. Amen.
For the remission of your sin, nothing could touch us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not either death.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not even life. If I die in Jesus, I'm saved.
Amen.
Not even what's the other one said? Life. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by life?
Nor life.
What do you mean by what the Bible means?
Just our everyday.
Yeah. Your everyday living life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden you got rich. You ran into a big sum of millions of dollars. You're so rich, you don't even know how much money you got, just like Michael Jackson. You're so rich, you don't know how much money you have.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's going to change you?
No.
That's the life, your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Huh?
It shouldn't change.
Don't y'all get no. Don't get things wrong now. Money will change
people. Yes, it will.
Listen now. It will. You know, it's easy to say no. No.
We ain't got it.
No, ain't nothing gonna happen. Nothing is.
If you get it in your pocket, it might be a whole.
But when you're faced with it, when you're faced with it.
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
I don't have to go to church today. I don't have to pray today.
I don't feel good.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I can go buy this. I can go buy that. I don't need God.
Buy the money.
It said, nor any other creatures. Did it say that?
Mm-hmm.
So if you ran into Bigfoot.
Just praise Jesus.
A tiger. A lion got loose.
Call
That's
on
what
Jesus.
The Bible saying.
Right.
Yeah.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Dinosaur.
Nothing will separate me from the love of Christ.
Amen.
Once you get saved, that's the motto that you should have in your life.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nothing. I will let nothing.
Nothing.
That's
come between
right.
me and Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
It's easy for me to say it out of my mouth, Callum. I can say that, if you're sick, you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We understand what. I guarantee you keep living, you're going to get sick.
Amen. Amen.
Huh?
You are.
Something is going to come in your body. The God damn it, He told us that.
Mm-hmm.
Every day was not going to be a flower bed or what?
Or roses.
It's not.
Not going to be.
Your mortal body is going to get sick.
That's right.
Somewhere down in there. That do not separate you from the love of Christ. If you have to stay home because of your condition, that do not separate you from the love of Christ.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
The love of Christ is on the outside, isn't it?
The inside.
Come on now.
That's right.
On the inside.
It's on the inside.
Hallelujah.
And that's inside. Matter. That's what matters.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Only thing I can tell you right now, if a person go back to their old ways and start smoking and taking some drugs and stuff like that, ain't gonna be long. Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh?
Amen.
It won't be long.
That's right.
You'll be separated from God. Thank you, Jesus. But I am convinced that neither death nor life,
Amen.
Neither angel or demons,
yes.
Neither the present of nor the future,
yes.
The present of the future, nor the power,
Amen.
Power that's coming up,
yes.
That's gonna interfere with everybody's life.
Yeah.
Right.
Neither height nor depth, I don't care how deep or high things are,
uh-huh.
Nor anything else Amen. In all creation,
Amen.
Will be able to separate us from the what?
The love of God.
The love of God.
Amen.
That is in who?
Which is in Christ Jesus,
Jesus,
our Lord.
Our Lord.
Amen.
Nothing.
Thank you, Jesus. We need to talk about this.
Amen, amen. Because it's going to come some times.
Uh-huh.
It's going to come some hard times.
Yes.
We
the word of God.
It's just the nature of human.
That's right.
To be last minute. Huh? We always wait to the last minute before we do something.
Yes.
But we should start doing something now.
Storing up them prayers.
Storing them up.
It's time
amen.
To pray.
Thank you, Jesus. We should start praying together.
Yes.
Because we're going to have to pray for each other.
Yes.
We're going to have to.
Yes.
Thank you.
We got to. We're going to need each other.
Amen.
You know, so y'all talk to the people that's not here. You know,
Amen.
We need to
Amen.
Talk to them. Because we're going to need to come together.
Come together. Come together.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Power.
Let the Lord bless you in His grace and peace, Sister Carol. Let Him bless you. Continue
Amen.
Blessing you. Hallelujah. We need to open up our heart all the time and receive His blessing.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
Amen.
Receive His blessing. We should take time to ask God for whatever we want.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Whatever we want.
Amen.
Thank you. You got the power to ask God.
Amen.
For
Amen.
Whatever you want. That's all I had.
Amen.
I didn't have a lot.
Amen.
I know.
Amen.
I did want to say that Sister Deborah, not Deborah, Sister Linda. Said she wanted to be join our church.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything yet as far as her joining our church.
Amen.
Don't y'all remember what you guys said there?
Fellowship.
Huh? Mm-hmm. You've been coming now. I don't lost count.
She already made it home.
Yeah.
I just ended up adopting my grandbabies.
It ain't official yet. It's not official. Yeah. The one thing we believe in, according to the Bible, we believe in the baptism in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And once you become a not just a member of the church, you be a member of the church,
the kingdom of God.
Yes. It's a formula that God gave us to go by to be baptized.
Amen.
And we could explain it to you more if you don't understand it.
Well, I've been baptized in Jesus' name. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
At the Baptist church.
Oh. Yeah, they didn't baptize in Jesus' name though.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
I'm right.
All right. Amen.
Okay.
I always
thought I was.
It's a certain baptism that the Bible says do, and that's in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
For the
Christ.
Removal of sin. Name
not
of Jesus
the Father,
Christ.
The Son, and the Holy Ghost, but
the
name
actual
of
name,
the
name Jesus
of Jesus
Christ.
That's a
have
true
to call
step.
That name.
Yes.
It's in Acts 2:38. I'm quite sure you heard it. You know, mm-hmm. Acts 2:38. That's where how we baptize, and we'll be glad to set up.
Like I
a
said,
day.
I'm ready.
You said you're ready.
I've been ready.
Do you want to get that place over again? Yeah, we'll get a room.
Yeah.
We use the what's that hotel?
El Grande.
El Grande.
Okay.
We use the pool.
Nice
warm water, nice and warm.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's indoors.
I've been in their pool.
Good. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. We set that up, and we'll get you baptized in the name of Jesus. And then you have to do this: seek the Holy Ghost and continue in. You're in the family of God.
Amen.
Once you go down in Jesus' name, you are in the family of God.
You know, all this time, I thought it was.
Well, they baptized different.
Yeah.
That's another story. We'll talk
we
about
won't
it.
Go there.
We won't go there.
Like I said, I went last Sunday because you weren't here, and I did not feel like
Oh, yeah.
I feel home here.
Yes,
Amen.
Good,
all
good,
right.
Good.
Thank
yes,
you,
last, it really, really stormed last week.
That was scary.
And it was a dangerous situation to come out.
Almost right.
That's
flood
what
over this road.
If you go that way, you see all those slides. It slides all down through the mountain, all the way through the mountain. Trees in the road and stuff. So we set it up for you to win.
Well, this week I'll try to get room by next Sunday, hopefully.
Yes.
You know, we can do that.
We'll do that this by next Sunday.
By next Sunday.
And we'll make sure when a person wants to be baptized, just don't, you know, let's do it.
Don't
wait.
Let's
do it. So let's do it. All right, Sister Linda, next Sunday.
That's great for me.
All right.
All right. Sure. The only thing we ask is amen. Just bring some old clothes that you can get wet in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'll make sure it's white.
Sure.
We have the baptismal gown.
So,
I thank the Lord for the message today. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know if y'all got it, but I got it. And
amen.
I'm not going to let anything separate me
hallelujah.
From the love of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's coming sometimes. And it's, you know, God has a way of presenting his word at the right time.
Amen.
Amen. It's like you can read the Bible and you read about the floods, you read about this and that, but there's timely things that we need to discuss at this time. And because of the situation that we're coming up on right now, we have to know in our minds and in our hearts that we're not going to let anything separate us from the love of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's imperative, saints, that we
hallelujah.
we we, like you say, come together, we gotta pray. So let us just keep praying. And I love it. We want to make it official, Sister Linda, that, you know, there's, just like there's a lot of churches on every corner. You go to, you count the churches here. There's probably, I don't know, I can count maybe 10, 12 churches. But there's only one Jesus name church. And that's this church.
Apostolic.
Jesus name churches. Now they put their name in Jesus. It's like they say they baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Right.
That's not what he said. He said baptize in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost are titles of Jesus.
That's right.
But until you say the name of Jesus, it's like the song, no other name can save.
That's
until
right.
You call the name of Jesus over the person that you're going down, you just taking a bath in water.
That's right.
They just ducking you in water and saying, the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, that's not going to save you.
That's right.
Not going to put you into the kingdom of heaven. He has a formula that we have to follow. He said, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. That's right. Amen. That's why he sent you. Amen. Because you want, you, I love you, ready. Okay, let's get baptized in the name of Jesus. And we're going to set it up. I'm going to get a room at the El Grande, and we always have a room that we can change into. And then we go down to the pool and we baptize you in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost comes. Some people, they so ready when they go down in the water, they come up speaking in tongues, and the Lord just,
amen,
it's like a dove lighting on your shoulder. You know, you just feel that weight of everything just lifting up.
You.
And you believe, and the Lord will fill you with the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And that's such a good inward feeling.
Yes.
Is releasing all of that. All of that. Amen. So let's look forward to next Sunday having a baptism. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I thank the Lord for each and every one of you that pressed your way out. So let's stand and be dismissed. Amen. Amen.